Well, Chuck Schumer really stepped in it when he went out on the Senate floor and gave a speech about Benjamin Netanyahu, saying, as a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past. The problem is, it doesn't fit the narrative in Israel, and in Chuck Schumer's broadside attack on Netanyahu has solidified Netanyahu's hold on power. His popularity has gone up. Before that broadside, a polling showed that he would secure 56 seats in the Israeli Knesset to form a new government. The party needs 62 seats, but usually that's how things are put together. He has 56 seats now. That was before the broadside by Chuck Schumer. It might be better now. And Nancy Pelosi failed to salvage Chuck Schumer's misguided call for Netanyahu to step down in Israel. It all backfired. Here she is on Sunday morning TV. Listen.
It's curious to me to see Netanyahu talk the way he does when he tried to interfere in American elections. But that's another subject. When he came to the Congress, criticized the president of the United States, barged into our country, into our in our elections. But again, let's put that aside. And let's just say, as we go forward, what is wrong with advocating for elections in a democracy? And you know, you mentioned the polls. You see that thousands and thousands of people are in the streets, even last night, in Israel. But again, it's a democracy, and people have different views, and they express them, and that's a beautiful thing. But for him to say, what does that say if he won't even say that as the war winds down, the people of Israel should speak? That's all Chuck was saying, but read the speech.
No, they're going to speak, all right. And let me tell you what the people of Israel believe. As Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and these others are pushing the two-state solution, giving Palestine a country of its own, which has not been, I mean, before Israel was the British mandate, before that was the Ottoman Empire, and so on and so forth back into time, there's never been a Palestinian state per se. All you do is read a little bit. 75% of Israelis demand the conquest of Rafah and oppose Palestinian statehood. This is not a tactical battle, according to those in Israel. It is a battle for survival. Either Israel survives or Hamas and the terrorists survive, but not both. Right? So this is where the breakdown comes. John Kirby did not come to Chuck Schumer's defense in his call for Benjamin Netanyahu to step aside either, but ABC News, well, they did come to Schumer's defense. Listen to this, and this is another example of the dishonest news media picking sides and who they go after. Listen to this.
President Biden called it a good speech, and yet he has not sided with Chuck Schumer in calling for new leadership in Israel.
Well, because the president understands that that's up to the Israeli people. That's up to the Israeli government that they elect to determine whether and how, if there's going to be new elections, what that would look like.
Well, Senator Schumer also understands that. He's just calling for new elections, and you've seen polling about Israelis that they would like new leadership as well.
Well, again, that's going to be up to them to determine. It's a democratic country, and we have to respect their sovereignty. In the meantime, he is the prime minister of Israel. They are two leaders that have had a long working relationship. They don't agree on everything. We don't agree on everything with respect to what's going on in Gaza. But that's the government that is in place, and that's the government, the war cabinet, that we're going to continue to work with.
That's right. Continue to work with. There it is. Look, Chuck Schumer was out of his lane. Again, Israel is the only democracy or republic in the Middle East, a place where prior to October 7th, there was peace. There was a peace treaty. Right there it was, and then the terrorists attacked. Now people are wagging their finger at Israel for going to eradicate Hamas, who hides under hospitals and schools. None of this has been good, don't get me wrong. The death and destruction in Gaza is unspeakable. The horror is tremendous. You see the food drops coming in and how they run to it because there's no food in the place and running water is scarce. But to have an ongoing war with terrorists, you can't do that. You know, I'm going to go to bite six here. Speaking of John Kirby, I want one more comment from John Kirby, shifting gears a little bit on the next bite number six, and that is the endless amount of money and support to Ukraine is reckless on our behalf. Why? Because it's putting us in a military disadvantage. Listen to this.
Do you worry at all about our own readiness as we give weapons to Ukraine?
Sure.
Has that been an issue?
Oh, of course. But since the beginning of the war, we've had to, with every package we've provided, we've got to make a certification that it's not going to damage our own national security. And as we have given more and depleted our inventories, We have been doing everything we can to work with the defense industry to restock, to replenish. That's what this replenishment authority, why that's so important. So, yes, it's a concern. We haven't reached a point yet where our own national security and our own operational plans have been jeopardized. But it's absolutely something you can't ever take your eye off.
So here we are sending unlimited money and so forth to Ukraine. Unlimited weaponry to the point that we're depleting our own munitions. Does this make sense in a world where China's out of control, North Korea is dangerous, Iran is dangerous, and we're selling all of our munitions to a country in Eastern Europe that is not a member of NATO, is not a natural ally? This is just absolutely mind-boggling and all intentional. Every bit of it, every damn bit of it is intentional. 2024 is going to be bumpy here before it settles out, I'll tell you that. In the most dangerous period of time, the time between Donald Trump being reelected and the inauguration, that'll be the most dangerous time in America. You bet the bank on that, I'll tell you. I'll be back.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.